All right, now I'm with Paul Schmitz of the Corporate Technology Group with Intel. And Paul's going to tell us a little bit about what his specific group does within information security.
So, Mike, Intel's actually invested in several parts of security. We really believe in security and making our platforms and the environment more secure. What we're showing here today, we have a couple different demonstrations that we're showing that highlight some of the research that we've been doing in our Intel Corporate Technology Group. This first one that we have, we're calling Dynamic Software Protection. And basically what this is doing is providing application protections within an untrusted environment or an untrusted OS. So we're using Intel trusted execution technology and Intel virtualization technology to actually provide protections to an application during runtime in the OS. So in the case here, what we're showing is basically this could be a tax application or an HR application. Basically, the key point is you have customer data in here or employee data that you would not want to fall into the hacker's hands for privacy reasons. It can cover salaries and social security numbers and things like that.
Any type of private information.
Yeah, any type of private information. And what we've done is in our research lab, we've actually created a code injection attack. And basically, this would be a situation where we would inject a DLL into the overall application DLL such that the hacker could gain access to all that memory. So basically kind of an application keylogger, if you will.
Okay.
So we kind of do a before and after, and we show you, you know, how the hacker can do it, and then using, you know, our trusted execution technology and Intel virtualization technology, how we can provide protections for that application real time.
Okay.
So that's one example of what we're doing. The other thing that we're showing here is, again, in the security space, we believe that, you know, your technology and your data as it goes across the wire or wireless, basically into the internet, should be encrypted. So what we're showing here is...
You guys are covering both areas.
Yeah, in these two specific demonstrations, yes. In this case, what we're highlighting is our research scientists have done some cryptographic research and created new cryptography algorithms to speed up the, well, scratch speed up, but to basically reduce the CPU cycles needed or the CPU overhead to do the crypto analysis and the advanced mathematics behind it. Okay, so we've got some acceleration work that we've been doing here, and we can get a very good performance boost for both RSA type of cryptographic execution or cryptographic programs, and then also AES.
Okay.
So one of the key aspects that we're working on with our cryptographic acceleration is we're trying to make it easier or more available or cheaper, if you will, to encrypt all kinds of traffic. Today, when you look on the web, the encrypted traffic or the HTTPS is really only used in just banking and e-commerce applications.
Right.
But we're trying to, and the reason for that is expense and hardware and things like that because of the overhead needed to encrypt and decrypt the traffic, the network.
It's only on your most important applications, your most important protocol.
Right. So what we're trying to do is accelerate it such that you can actually, you know, with your existing infrastructure, you can support, you know, more of those secure transactions. Thus, you know, it can expand to where ultimately, you know, we see this, our research goal is basically to be able to encrypt all traffic. That's why we're calling this encrypting the internet.
Wow. Okay. So in effect, the entire internet becomes an HTTPS.
The goal would be every connection that you would have is secure and encrypted.
Very interesting.
Well, thanks for the insight. Once again, Paul Schmitz with Intel.